We close today's program with soul singer Michael Kiwanuka. He was born in London to Ugandan parents. His music is steeped in the soul ballads that dominated British and U.S. airwaves in the 1970s. But it's clear Michael Kiwanuka's sound is more than just a retread of 70s soul. Marissa Neff brings us his story.
Oh, man, I didn't know what it means to believe. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do? Oh, Lord.
The comparison that comes up most frequently when people talk about Michael Kiwanuka is soul singer Bill Withers. But Kiwanuka is only 24. He wasn't even born when Withers was in his heyday in the 70s.
We all need somebody to lean on.
But that's the thing about Michael Kiwanuka. His music belies his age. Kiwanuka says, in a sense, Bill Withers' music gave him permission to pursue his own path.
Listening to his music kind of encouraged me to try and do what I wanted to do, because he has a music that's like soul music, but it's also kind of folky as well. And I wanted to do that mix of that. And so when I heard his, like, more like his live records, but when I heard his music, I was like, oh, someone has kind of done this already. It's kind of okay. Even though it's good to just do stuff that's new, but at the time, it just gave me the confidence to kind of go out and try and do that.
Kiwanuka says he and his friends in North London used to listen to bands like Oasis and Nirvana. But when he was 14, he stumbled across a rare soul CD, and the sound stuck with him.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Particularly, there was a version of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, but it was an alternate take. I like the intimacy of it and then like the soulness of his singing and the sound. I'd never heard anything like that, so that was really exciting. And then on top of that was just hearing how the music was recorded was exciting, because I knew I wanted to be a musician. So that was like almost like a fly-on-the-wall view of how music was made.
Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Though Kiwanuka considers himself a Londoner through and through, the fact that his parents are Ugandan is part of his story. In the 70s, Kiwanuka's parents fled the bloody dictatorship of Idi Amin. Kiwanuka has spent time in Uganda, and though he hasn't set out to play Ugandan or African music, he thinks some of those influences enter his music organically.
So hopefully, like naturally, that kind of Ugandan or like African rhythm might come out naturally within me, hopefully without trying too hard.
With its distinct Afrobeat sound, Tell Me a Tale is the track that achieves this goal most succinctly.
Tell me a tale that always was. Sing me a song that I'll always be. Turn me around so I can be everything I was meant to be.
Kiwanuka has garnered lots of attention in the UK with the release of his two EPs earlier this year. Yet, it's his as-yet-unreleased track, Home Again, that seems to be getting the most traction stateside. It'll be the title song of his soon-to-be-released full-length album.
Home again, home again.
For The World, I'm Marissa Neff.
One day I know I feel home again. Home again.
And it's time for us to go home again. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman.
Lift my head. Many times I've been told.